With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A federal judge blocks the investigation of Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The Trump administration investigation involved testimony by Chair Jerome Powell about Federal Reserve building renovation.
He's billions of dollars over budget.
The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president.
Judge James Boasberg ruled the government has produced essentially zero evidence to suspect Powell of a crime. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says the ruling is wrong and has no legal authority. The judge ruled this was a pretext to force Powell to cut interest rates. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. is keeping up pressure on Iran.
In a social media post, President Donald Trump says U.S. forces have obliterated military targets on Iran's Kharj Island and warned that the oil infrastructure there could be next. The small island in the Persian Gulf is the primary terminal through which Iran's oil exports pass. Meanwhile, U.S. Marines are being deployed to the Middle East as U.S. and Israeli forces continue to strike Iran. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A KC-135 refueling aircraft supporting operations against Iran crashed in western Iraq, killing all six crew members. U.S. Central Command, which oversees the Middle East, says the crash followed an unspecified incident involving two aircraft in friendly airspace and that the other plane landed safely. The KC-135 is used to refuel other planes in midair. Job openings in the U.S. rose nearly 7 million in January, better than expected at a time when the American labor market had looked sluggish. The Labor Department said yesterday that 6.95 million job postings in January were up from 6.55 million in December and higher than economists had forecasted. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports Southerners are the most religious.
According to the latest data from the Pew Research Center, 76% of people who live in the southeastern portion of the country have a religious affiliation. That's the highest percentage of any region. However, the Pew study also reveals that while Southerners care about faith more than anybody else, they care about it less than they used to. By all metrics, people from the South are significantly less religious now than they were 20 years ago. Michael Harrington reporting.
Drug use is spiraling out of control in Cuba, and the Christian community is fighting back. The Alcance Victoria Cuba Church provided therapy to approximately 50 addicted young people and their families last year, and today, more than a dozen individuals attend sessions regularly. Pastor Abel Perez says, as a pastor, I'm not called to sit idly by. Drug use was an almost unknown phenomenon in Cuba until the beginning of the decade. This is SRN News. Southwest Airlines is making major changes at two airports.
Southwest will discontinue service to Chicago O'Hare Airport and Washington Dulles International Airport this year, discontinuing service to both airports on June 4th. An airline representative said that the decision was made as part of its ongoing efforts to refine its network. Southwest said it will continue to operate flights out of Midway International Airport in Chicago and Reagan National Airport outside Washington.
That's correspondent Bill Alexander. Four airports serving Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Richmond, Virginia, halted all flights yesterday over an hour because of a strong chemical smell that was impeding air traffic controllers. Flights were halted at Reagan National, Dulles, BWI, and Richmond airports. The U.S. temporarily easing parts of sanctions measures on Russian oil. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. will lift sanctions for 30 days on Russian oil that's already aboard tankers. More details at SRNNews.com.